Dreamscape presents The Hate Project by Chris Ripper, narrated by Gomez Pugh. The Hate Project includes depictions of anxiety and panic attacks. It's not a quirky plot point. It's just the way Oscar goes through the world, like so many of us. He's still got anxiety at the end of the book. Anxiety and depression can totally be part of a happy ending. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there was a grumpy old 30-something called Jack, and a tragically misunderstood but younger hermit called Oscar, and they bickered so much that their friends told them to get a room, so on a particularly bad night they did. Stay tuned next week to see what happens to our hero, Oscar, and the broker who pitied him, Jack. Not that I'd ever go on a show about relationships, and neither would Jack. It's one of the few things we have in common. And before you say no one would do that in real life, one of my closest friends found the cough gag love of his life on a YouTube advice show. He actually fell for the advice giver, which should be against the rules, but apparently isn't. Anyway, this thing with me and Jack started out as a one-off after yet another cutesy gathering hosted by Deck in Sydney. My YouTube brought us together, aw, friends. For two people who didn't technically cohabitate, they co-hosted a lot of crap, and this particular event was in my honor. Or rather, in honor of me being laid off and falling into a pit of despair. I know pits of despair are about as cliched as bell jars, but if the metaphor works, why screw around? First, I should say this. I hated my job. Hated it. Hated it so much that there were days when I seriously considered driving into the cement barriers on the side of the freeway because the thought of literally dying sounded better than going to work for another 9 hours of sitting in a cubicle taking customer service calls. And I'm not saying that like it's a joke to me. I've had intense anxiety all my life, and thinking death would be better than this excruciating, mundane situation I must now force myself to endure isn't actually all that rare. I try not to let it get to the point where I'm fantasizing about the impact of my vehicle hitting a solid object, but I had nightmares about my job. Nightmares during which customers yelled at me for sending them a pillow in the wrong shade of periwinkle blue, or tried to return things because this blanket didn't feel soft as a baby's bottom. Was that a common blanket softness standard? And if it was, creepy. Or that picture frame was white, not white.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?